everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Do you sometimes feel like you're living in someone else's shadow? Like maybe people don't see you as you, but as so-and-so's little brother or sister, or so-and-so's friend. There might be times when we may feel defined by someone else, but it's important to realize that no one defines us but us, and that we can choose to leave whatever mark we want to in this world. In the brand new episode of Story Mike on MormonChannel.org, Spencer Belknap shares his story of how he felt he was living in his older brother's shadow. After moving to a different country and having to start at a new school, his older brother, Christopher, became very popular in school. He was very outgoing and became friends with everyone, and he joined different clubs at school and became president of all of them. And Spencer felt like everyone loved Christopher. And he was just known as Christopher Belknap's little brother. At first, it really bugged Spencer. He felt sad that he wasn't viewed as highly as his brother and felt like he wasn't good enough. But he decided to turn that negative experience into something positive. Instead, he decided to learn from his older brother. And from that point on, he opened up and learned from his brother to be more outgoing around people and to be kind. He decided that he wanted to show people he had his own personality and wanted to make his own mark in the world. Instead of being jealous or resentful, he looked at all of the positive, great things his brother was and applied them to himself. And Spencer says, "I lived so that even though maybe people won't remember me that much or maybe even at all, if they do, they remember me in a positive way as being outgoing and helpful." You are your own person. You have your own personality, your own characteristics. You were created by a heavenly father who saw you and knew that the world needed one of you. If you're feeling like you're just someone's shadow, learn to appreciate all of the wonderful things about you. Recognize that there is no one else exactly like you out there. Think about all of the great things that you have and all of the talents that you possess. It can be difficult to point out the great things about us because naturally our first instinct is to point out the negative, but try your hardest not to do so. Avoid comparing yourself to other people or to that person. It will only be more damaging. And of course, we have flaws, but we shouldn't compare our weaknesses with other people's strengths. And if we compare, there will always be things that we will find that we lack in because we're human and we've got defects. Instead, do what Spencer did. He started looking at all of the great things his brother was doing. And instead of getting jealous, he decided to emulate all of those great things. He saw that his brother was social and great at making friends, so that encouraged him to step outside of his comfort zone and try to be more social and friendly as well. He decided that he wanted to leave his own mark in the world and that he was going to do that by being a good person. He decided that if people remembered him, he wanted them to remember him as a positive and outgoing person who helped and served others. We will all leave our mark on the world. But it's up to us to determine what mark that will be. What do you want to be remembered for? Is it for your money? For the car that you drove? Or will it be remembered as the person who visited the sick? Or the person who was always willing to help out at work? Think about the kind of mark that the Savior left. Here we are 2,000 years later and we still remember him. Not only because he was the Redeemer and the Son of God, but because of the way he chose to live his life. The scriptures say that he went around doing good. It was all the kind and loving things he did, especially the atonement, that left his mark. Leave your mark by loving everyone, even those that hurt you. The Lord tells us to love our neighbor and love our enemies, love those who spite us. And if there is anyone who did this, it was Christ. His life was not easy. He was rejected and hated by his own people. Yet on the cross, he asked his Father to forgive them. Love everyone around you and show it often. Leave your mark by seeing the good in everything. It could have been easy for Spencer to be resentful, towards his brother's popularity, but he chose to see the good in him. He recognized that there were attributes that he wanted, and he was able to learn from his brother because of that. Learn to see the good in the world and in people. Of course, it's always easier to view the negative when we're constantly being fed so much garbage, but realize that life is beautiful and people want to be around positive people. They don't want to be around pessimists. They want to be friends with others that make them feel good and uplifted. You can leave your mark on the world by being that person for someone else. Be optimistic in life and raise others up with you. Most importantly, you can leave your mark on this world by having a voice. We all have one, so speak up. Share your voice. We all have something that we want to share, and we have this wonderful message of the gospel and of Jesus Christ. We have experiences that we've learned from and trials that we've had to overcome, and we want to let others know it's going to be okay, and if you can do it, then they can do it. Make yourself heard, whether it's sharing your testimony on Sunday or writing a song or starting a blog. Share your voice with others. Let people know what you're passionate about and chase after it. And you'll be surprised by how many people can relate to you and will find comfort in your words and what you have to say. Don't let anyone stop you from being you. Be happy with who you are and know that you don't have to be a celebrity or a famous artist or even the president of the United States to leave your mark on this world. You just need to be like the Savior, and people will remember you for your kindness and your willingness to serve others. Don't feel like you have to live in someone else's shadow. Be your own person with your own personality and let the world see you as you truly are. Thanks for tuning in today, and let us know what you thought by commenting below. I always love hearing your comments, and it really helps me. And make sure to check out our daily quotes on mormonchannel.org, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow for your daily dose of inspiration.